And the Federal Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, has confirmed that taxpayer support for new coal generation under that scheme we were just discussing there with Trevor St Baker is still on the table, despite the Prime Minister rebuffing demands made by some National MPs that the government should help build a coal-fired power station in central Queensland. This comes as tensions escalated with the Nanats over energy policy, the Deputy Leader, Bridget McKenzie, yesterday rebuking Barnaby Joyce for pushing an aggressive coal platform to try and undermine the party leader, Michael McCormick.
I think Australia's frustrated, that there's a politician out there that's not focused on their needs and issues.
That's Bridget McKenzie, Deputy National Party Leader and one of a number of National and Liberal MPs fed up with the hardcore group of coal rebels in the government. But the Northern Nats won't be silenced, and the Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, has now entered the fray, again restating his support for a new coal-fired power station in North Queensland. He's up very early from Perth to speak with us. Minister, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
No worries, Fran. Love to get up early and talk coal.
Barnaby Joyce and at least a half a dozen of your Queensland colleagues are agitating now for the government to help build a coal-fired power station in Queensland. Do they have your support?
That's been our policy for years, Fran. These members of my team, the Nationals Party, are simply restating our long-term policy to help support new investment in power sources, power generation sources. There is a clear need for additional power in North Queensland. Multiple studies have shown that. And those studies have come back always saying that a Healy or a new coal-fired power station would make a lot of sense in North Queensland. One of those studies was commissioned by Wayne Swan back in 2013, a GHD study.
Well, things, the power situation has changed a lot since 2013. It's revolutionised
since then. I was going to go on and say there was a study commissioned by the Queensland Labor Government's Department of Energy and Water in 2017, only about 18 months ago, came to exactly the same conclusion that a new coal-fired power station in North Queensland would be highly profitable, in the words of that study.
If it's highly profitable, why would it need government underwriting?
Yeah, well, that's for the reason that Trevor St Baker just mentioned to you before, that these are large capital outlays. It's the same reason that Rod Sims identified in the ACCC report last year, which we are implementing, that there's a high degree of risk with these investments. And the electricity market at the moment is not really contracting beyond 5 years. So that's why Rod did recommend that governments provide a degree of support, some degree of underwriting to help get not just coal, but all types of large investments in our power system away, because it's very hard to see the market financing that itself now, given the state of our electricity market.
So you're a federal cabinet minister. You're making this call now in the same week the Prime Minister knocked calls on the head for the government to announce that it would help build a new coal-fired power plant for Queensland, because Scott Morrison said there's no point the government making that plan now because it would be vetoed by the state government. You're at odds with the Prime Minister.
I don't accept that, Fran.
You don't accept which bit?
So I'm happy to explain. I've obviously spoken to the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister was outlining the challenges of doing this in Queensland. That is true, that one of the challenges is you've got a Queensland Labor government who's deserted North Queensland and is not focused on the issues up there, be it on jobs and the Adani Carmichael mine, or be it on this issue on power and the fact that businesses in North Queensland pay double businesses in southern Queensland do. So that's a challenge, right? But you know, I'm up for the challenge.
And do you think Scott Morrison situation. Should be up from the... I think what we're trying to clarify you support government support for a coal-fired power station in North Queensland. Do you support the government putting that on the table now before the election?
Well, what we've got to do, Fran, is look through the detail, obviously. So what I'm saying is there's a clear need for investment in power in North Queensland. There's clearly been identified through multiple reports commissioned by Labor governments that a coal-fired power station could work. But then you've got to go through the detail. And that's what Angus Taylor is diligently doing as the Energy Minister. Each individual project has to be assessed on its merits. There are challenges along the lines of what you've mentioned around the Queensland government. But, you know, a few years ago...
But do you want the government to make that commitment before the election? Because that's what your LNP colleagues want.
Well, no. What I want is for us to work through all of these things diligently and make the right decisions. What my focus is, Fran, is to bring down power prices and make it easier to work and live in North Queensland. That's what I want to do. Now, if we can come to a conclusion for that before we go to caretake in the next election, great. But we've got to get the detail right, and I trust Angus Taylor, the Energy Minister, to do that.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is the Federal Resources Minister, Matt Canavan. The you and others talk rightly, of course, of the cost of living pressures for many people living in Queensland, particularly in regional Queensland. We have the Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank now, Guy DeBell, warning of the first-order economic effects of climate change. Are the Nats blind to that?
No, absolutely not, Fran. I mean, I firmly here look at the science and the IPCC work and what have you. And I mean, no one has been able to really explain to me how say we were to build a coal-fired power station in North Queensland, that would be one. Over the last 10 years or so, the world has built three Hazelwoods or equivalent of Hazelwood power stations a week. Around the world, and a lot of the time, obviously, we provide coal to our own coal to those power stations. So, I mean, we've just got to get some balance here in the debate, right? I mean, yes, and we are as a government making significant commitments to reduce carbon emissions. All of my Nationals Party colleagues support that. We should play a role, but we should not handicap our economy unnecessarily. It would not, saying no to coal in Australia would do absolutely nothing for the environment in and of itself. We have to make this a global response while also trying to support our economy, our jobs, and also those poorer families in our community who are struggling to pay their power bill.
So can I get your view on the comments then by the Reserve Bank Deputy Governor? He said the economy is changing all the time in response to a large number of forces. Monetary policy is always having to analyse and assess those forces and their impact on the economy, but few of those forces have the scale, persistence and systemic risk of climate change. Do you endorse the Reserve Bank factoring in climate change risk into economic assessments of risks and ultimately, for instance, interest rate decisions?
Yeah, I've got no problem with it. I haven't read his speech, Fran, so I'm not going to, on radio, tick off on every word. But you know, it doesn't sound unreasonable. I just wish there was some common sense too. I mean, I just checked this morning because I thought you might ask about this. I mean, the latest special report in IPCC clearly says there is low confidence in the sign of drought trends since 1950. And the only ones that they identify, only areas of the world they identify where drought increases are with high confidence, is in the Mediterranean, West Africa, and decreases in drought in northwestern Australia. So, I mean, you know, like there's a lot more uncertainty.
You and Tony Abbott, you think climate change could be good for us?
No, I'm not saying that. Well, if there's high rainfall, that can have deleterious impacts as well. What I'm saying is that let's be guided by the science. You know, let's look at the facts, not the emotions.
What about being guided by the economics? Because the Reserve Bank Deputy Governor said the cost of generating electricity using wind and solar has come down to a point where it's cost effective, though he said storage and transmission are relevant costs. Doesn't it show that the renewable sector can bring down prices?
Well, there's no doubt about that, Fran. That's why we significantly support investments in renewable energy. I want to see investments in all types of energy. I mean, the idea that somehow the world's energy system is going to move to just one type of fuel, I think is completely nonsensical.
Sure.
And at odds with all history, right? Even today, but coal is by far the largest electricity source in the world.
All right.
But it is only 40%. There's 60% of other fuel types, right? So there's always going to be a mix. Always going to depend on local circumstances and the cost there. You can't make a blanket rule for the whole of Australia or the whole of the world.
Matt Canavan, you know that the government wants Barnaby Joyce and the Queensland Nats, which includes you, to pipe down about coal, given the proximity of the election and the way this issue is playing out in other parts of the country where coalition sites are at risk. You understand that. Why are you putting your head up?
What I said before, I mean, my number one focus in what I do is to try and make particularly Northern Australia, where I represent North Queensland, a better place to live and do business. We're struggling up there. You know, we've had a tough few years. Unemployment in Townsville's still 8.5%. My area in Rockhampton is 6.8%. That's why I fight every day to see investment in opening up the Galilee Basin to bring 1,500 jobs to North Queensland. It's why I want to see investment in power. I think it's crazy we don't have a baseload power station north of Rockhampton. There's a lot of country north of Rockhampton, a lot of businesses. I want to see the Northwest Minerals Province survive. It's under challenge. It's a great wealth-generating centre for our nation out of Mount Isa that also creates manufacturing jobs in Townsville. That's what I'm doing. It's not, you know, that's why I'm in this job. I love to fight and scrap, as we do in the Nationals Party, for our people. We represent the poorest electorates in the country.
All right.
I want to give them a better future.
Can I just ask you briefly, you are close to Barnaby Joyce. Do you regard him as the, quote, elected Deputy Prime Minister of Australia?
No, the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia is Michael McCormack. He's doing a fantastic job, and all members of the Nationals Party are doing a great job. We fight and scrap for our people every day.
Matt Canavan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.
Matt Canavan is the Federal Resources Minister, joining us there from Perth very early this morning.